Iran is holding its first runoff presidential election today, a contest that pits a former well-known president who portrays himself as a moderate against a hardliner who's a staunch supporter of the country's religious rulers. Analysts say the outcome is too close to call and that turnout will be important. NPR's Ivan Watson has been on the streets of Tehran, the Iranian capital, to sample voters' attitudes, and he joins me now. Hello, Ivan.
Good morning, Renee.
So what have you been hearing?
Well, the voting looks pretty brisk this morning, and been hearing some pretty spirited debates between supporters of the two candidates outside some of the polling stations. And in some of the more working-class neighborhoods I've been in today, people have been very much in support of the two-year Tehran mayor, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who's a surprise candidate in this election.
Well, let's start with the former president, Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani. He was a reformer who didn't do much reform. What are the voters saying about him now?
Well, he's 70 years old. He's campaigned as a pro-business, pro-Western man in favor of social freedoms. And his supporters say that he has the experience to guide the country through tough times, to reform from within, since he's one of the architects of the Islamic Revolution of 1979. Many people, though, now say they're voting for him because they're terrified of the prospect of his opponent becoming president. They say that Mr. Ahmadinejad is a hardliner. He's been described by his detractors as a Taliban-style fascist who has the support of the state security forces and the ruling theocracy. So some democracy activists ended their boycott of the last round of elections and have rallied to Rafsanjani's flag. And they say this is really a battle between good and evil.
Then let's turn to the mayor of Tehran. Talk a little more about him and then who is voting for him.
Well, he has been painted as a kind of Islamic Robin Hood. He's virtually a novice politician. He's only spent 2 years in office as the appointed mayor of Tehran, but his campaign has portrayed him as a very simple, humble, devout man who has not been corrupted by being in office. And this is an accusation that's directed against Mr. Rafsanjani, who is one of the wealthiest men, many Iranians believe, in Iran. He has become a bit of a symbol of corruption among the ruling elite. So many of the people who are suffering from difficult economic conditions here in Iran have turned to Mr. Ahmadinejad as really a symbol of hope that he will try to do something for the little man in this country.
Now, this election seems to be a case where class is an important factor and also rural versus urban.
There's no question, because I would describe Rafsanjani as a candidate for white-collar Iranians, people who are talking about privatization and economic ties with the West, who favor a more Western style of living, and who feel that free speech and human rights is quite important. By contrast, Ahmadinejad, he's a blacksmith's son. He's speaking in very simple terms to the people. And again, I hear this man is a man of the people. His campaign videos made a big deal of how sparsely furnished his house is, as opposed to other officials in this country who live in palaces. So there is very much a class divide here.
Turnout for the original presidential election was surprisingly high. How important is turnout for this runoff?
Well, the ruling theocracy here views high election turnout as a validation of its rule. And state-controlled media is really playing up the elections. It did in the first round of the elections, and it's doing so again right now with constant coverage of this. This is the reason why some of the opposition to the theocracy has called for boycotts in the past of the election, and also why some of these people are now saying, well, we have to join Rafsanjani. We have to vote for him, even if we have some complaints about his past history. There appears to be a rivalry between Rafsanjani and the supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and people are afraid, some of these reformists, that if Khamenei's apparent choice candidate here, who is the Tehran mayor, if he wins the presidency, it will give conservative hardliners far too much control over all of the institutions of power in this country.
Ivan, thank you very much. NPR's Ivan Watson in Tehran.